Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Has divorce or some other midlife crisis just taken the wind out of your sails? Would you like to wake up every day looking forward to the juicy life that you long for? Would you love to feel more luscious and in control of your life? Well, if you're alive, I'm assuming that your answer is yes. So stay tuned for today's show, and our special guest, Barbara Cummings, will teach you how to live your life by design and not by default. It's been a really beautifully warm and blue sky day today on the Oregon coast after we had some cold weather and rain, and I'm feeling extra appreciative of all the natural beauty around me right now. And let's just all take a moment together as we're beginning the show to connect to our bodies and to the earth. Just feel the space that's 3 inches below your belly button. This is your dantian or hara. Just use your imagination to feel inside your body here, into the center of your body. Just let your body feel as if it's coming, as if your breath is coming in and out of this power center in your body. As you listen to the show today, just keep breathing into your hara. If you're a woman, this is your womb space, and you hold tremendous creativity and sensuality in this area of your body. And as you focus on this power center, notice how you begin to settle down into your body and just breathe and enjoy the sensation. Speaking of enjoying, today's show is going to be a lot of fun. Barbara Cummings is here to help you get your laugh back. Barbara Cummings developed the LAUGH as an L-A-U-G-H system. It's a step-by-step process for getting out of overwhelm, out of depression, and out of despair, and back onto the laugh track. She can tease out the, I wrote this down, and this is kind of funny. I wrote her introduction, and there's some spell corrections here, because it says tease out the trolls, and it must be tools. It must be the tools that you have inside of you to be enthusiastic. It can't be trolls. See, it's helped me get my laugh back already. Here's a woman who's going to get the trolls out of you. She helps people see that the glass is half full, and so they can have fun no matter what. She shows people how to live the life that they want, the life that they long for. In addition to being a student of many alternative therapies and a successful business owner, Barbara has a master's in nursing and is a graduate of a highly esteemed mindfulness-based stress reduction program. And all of this barely scratches the surface of the life experience that she's collected and continues to engage with gusto. And I've met Barbara a number of times, and she has an irresistible joy and enthusiasm that just radiates out of her even when she's just sitting quietly. So thank you for joining us today, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Lynette. And, you know, I was just thinking maybe the trolls are like those gremlins. Isn't there that taming your gremlins?
Yeah, my last newsletter I was writing with the gremlins in her mind.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I think the trolls sound a little scarier than gremlins. But
yeah, they do. Those are the things that hide under those bridges, right?
Depends what mythology you've listen to, but well, welcome to the show. And for the people who haven't met you yet, I'd love it if you just tell us a little bit about your background, like what led you to creating the Laugh System. And then after the first commercial break, I want to start asking you what the L-A-U and G-H stand for in your system. But to begin, I'd just like to know more about you and what led you to creating this.
Well, let's see. There was a time I used to say that I couldn't understand why I really resonated with some people and not with others. And I finally got it that if someone had a sense of humor, then we were already, you know, halfway there.
Yeah.
And when someone just didn't seem to have a sense of humor, I had a really hard time. I was really struggling. I always say that, and it's on my website, there were three really pivotal times in my life that had a big effect on me and why I do what I do now. I was an exchange student when I was 16 years old. I had just barely turned 16. I wanted to just get away, so I applied to the exchange program. I had a lot of other things going for me, too, so, you know, I was able to pass all the preliminary interviews and so forth. And the next thing I knew, it's the old, be careful what you wish for because you might get it. There I was in Brazil, and after about 2 weeks or so, I was scared to death. I didn't know what in the world I had gotten myself into. I didn't know how I was going to survive. I thought, what was I thinking? There was a part of me that really wanted to see what I could do to somehow go home with my tail between my legs. But, you know, there was another part of me that said, you know what, maybe it was just some small bit of pride, whatever it was, I decided to hunker down. And I learned a lot about myself, and I ended up, I loved my year in Brazil. I absolutely loved it. And fast forward quite a few years, I was married and had three little kids. I'd had three kids in 4 years, boom, boom, boom. That was a good thing. It was mostly by choice to do it quickly and together like that.
Mostly by choice.
I was fertile myrtle too, so that helped. But I suddenly lost myself, you know, or I had allowed myself to get lost in the process, you know, spending all the time, a lot of time with my children and forgetting who I was. And I started to really, I fell into a real black hole. I was terrifying. I had a lot of anxiety. I actually got to a point where I could hardly leave my house. I had no idea that it was called agoraphobia, but that's what I found out it was later. I didn't know what to do, but I took some steps and I pulled myself out of it. And I thank God I never have been back there, and I don't ever want to go back there again. There's my, you know, graceless divorce. I knew that it was the right thing to do. I knew I needed to leave the marriage. It was as good a reason. I mean, it was, I needed to, and it wasn't really serving my husband very well either. But I didn't really have a lot of good skills for doing it. And as I say, so when I say graceless, I mean, it was not pretty. But, there was a lot of fallout. Yeah, well, yeah, but this is, you know, you hear about people being compatible and, you know, working things out. And we eventually worked things out. But when I say eventually, it took a while. And there was a lot of fallout, especially with my children. And, I really wondered, what am I going to do and how am I going to really ever get beyond this? Even knowing that I was doing the right thing, but it was so not attractive. It took a little while, but again, I found ways to come out of it the other end in a much better person for it. And, the relationship with my children is wonderful and such a gift in my life. And I have a relationship still with my ex-husband. I just realized that from that point, I also had a lot of friends that went through divorce, whether they left the marriage or they felt they were left. And I had a lot of stuff I could share with them because I'd gone through it. I'd been there. I'd done that. You know, it's as Suzanne Evans, who's quite the business mentor, says, you make your mess your message. So that's what I did.
Fabulous. Or we're coming up just a minute from break, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you on the website. So could you give everybody your contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. The website is www.getyourlaughback.com, and it's a great place to go and sign up for my weekly tips, and I have a monthly newsletter, and that you'll be plugged in if you sign up for that.
Yes, I enjoy your weekly tips and your newsletter.
Oh, so, thank you.
Again, that's getyourlaughback.com. In just a moment, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, you're going to get to hear a lot more about Barbara and her laugh system. And I just so appreciate all these women. When I was 16, a woman told me that as women got older, that you need to get married really young, because as women got older, they got unattractive and men got distinguished. And so many women have proved that so wrong, and you are one of the many, Barbara. So thank you so much for shining your light and leading other women to do the same. And we'll be right back after this quick break.
Bumdum Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Selecta. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today we have Barbara Cummings, and she's teaching us how to get our laugh back so we can live our life by design and not by default. She specializes in working in women who are middle-aged, who've gone through a crisis like divorce or some other crisis, and are blossoming in a whole new way, and she could tell you a whole lot more about that than I could. So actually, before we go into what the L-A-U-N-G and H stand for, could you say a little bit about the people that you, the women that you specialize with, and what your target is and what you're helping them with?
Sure. Well, you know, I like to say I work with women that are 45 and older. So that's sort of the age group. I didn't want to get all caught up in menopause, and use that as a focus. It certainly is a time in a lot of our lives, you know, that is defined by menopause, by some shifts and changes. And, you know, again, that could start any time, 45, 50, you know. But I think it's a time in our lives where all the stuff that we kept pushing under the rug, you know, and stuff that we, you know, would come up, but then we could put it somewhere else. And somehow when we get to this middle age, midlife, it's hard. You can't push it under any more rugs. Either the rug disappears or, you know, the tide is out and it's not coming back in, as Christiane Northrup says. And so I think there's a lot of things that come up for women at that age group. What specifically comes up is divorce, unfortunately. And actually, if I can help people avoid a divorce, I'm more than happy to work with that. But there's just the fact of the matter is there's a lot of women that are going through divorce at a time in their lives when they thought that they got the kids off to school, they got the kids out the door, they, you know, all of a sudden they thought there'd be time for themselves with their husbands, and that's not happening. And they're longing for something. They know that there's something else there for them. And so that's really, but they also feel like, is this all there is? And will I really have another chance at something really wonderful? And I say, yes, something even better.
That's great. So you're kind of like guiding them and cheering them on, sounds like.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I say that to clients. I'll say, you know, really, I'm your cheerleader.
I have this vision of you cheering, but like with a flashlight, so you're like pointing the way.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Good one.
All right. So let's let people know what the laugh stands for. So starting with the L.
L is for love. That's the L word for me. Love, you know, and it really is about self-love to start. And that, because if we don't have that, we can't really, really love others if we don't have love for ourselves, if we don't respect ourselves, if we don't value ourselves. And so I do a lot of work at the beginning. We do a lot around that. And I love the concept of self-care and pampering. I think pampering is our birthright. I don't think it's just a frivolous, silly, you know, activity. I think it really has a lot to say about how we think about ourselves and what we think we deserve.
I like that.
Yeah. So love,
pampering has been new for me this last year. So.
Yep. And it's you know, it's and actually it's funny. I learned about it back when I was the 16-year-old exchange student, and I was in a different culture where they really valued the pampering, but not in a superficial way. So we start with love, and then from once we've got our self-love, you know, that we're working on, then we start to look at love as a theme throughout our lives and love we have for others and where we see love, and we start to see it more once we get in touch with our own self-love. So it's really beautiful. I love watching people have that whole new part of themselves open up. Then we go to action, which I usually say it's action and adventure. And sometimes I call it the triple A, the action, awareness, and adventure. Mm-hmm. It's a time, you know, it's where we learn to stretch ourselves. We see what it means to go, you know, push our envelope a little bit, you know, and it could be something as dramatic as bungee jumping or, you know, something that we just want to, you know, see where, how far we can go. Or it could be something as simple as, you know, I've had a lot of women say they've never gone to the movies by themselves, and yet they've often gone to the movies with someone and watched a movie they didn't want to see.
Yes.
So, you know, it can be just as big a step to go to the movies by yourself, to the movie you want to see. And once we do that, it's amazing what it does for our self-confidence, our self-esteem. It's exciting. That's also
yes, amazing. I had a client that one of her assignments I gave her was to go and buy a dress or a shirt that she really wanted that's not on sale.
Yes, that's so I've done that. Yes,
it's on the sale rack, and then to buy the cereal or the food or whatever it was that there's a cereal that she really liked that she just wouldn't buy for herself. It's like go buy that, and it's amazing that just that small action just radically set her free.
Mm-hmm. It's very transformative. Very transformative. The U is use it or lose it. I have been a personal trainer for a lot of my life. My kids, I used to say, you know, grew up in the gym.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah. I have two boys and a girl. My two boys are definitely, you know, love the gym, love to stay fit. My oldest, in fact, is a trainer himself. And but what I really like to do is find some way to keep moving that is enjoyable and fun. You know, it's not about beating yourself up at the gym all the time. It could be a dance class. It could be, you know, simply walking, but finding special places to go walking. I'm at the age where I've got elderly parents. My mother-in-law, who I stayed close with, passed last year. And it was really sad because she ended up in an assisted living where the main reason she was there was because she could not physically get around anymore. She had never really kept up with her body, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, heavy duty weight training or I mean, they're, you know, but so I really like to work with that and find things that people can enjoy.
Yes, it feels so good to move when you let it.
Yes. So, but I'm willing to start small with people, you know. They don't have to get scared. I don't want them to be afraid.
my father's extreme couch potato, and he just got some machine that he swears Dr. Oz recommended. I don't know if it's true, but you stand on it and it shakes you.
That's
his exercise.
I haven't heard of that one yet, but it sounds like it could be fun.
It gave him really sore muscles because I decided to try it, and other than the shaking, it certainly didn't give me sore muscles. I was like, this is definitely not a workout, but it was working for him. All it does is just jiggle you.
Well, that's good. Sounds like there was some old-fashioned exercise equipment that did that a long time ago. Maybe this is an updated version.
I think it's just an updated, more expensive version.
More expensive, yeah, of course. Then we go to the G, and that is goodbye guilt and hello gratitude.
I like that.
As women, unfortunately, we get caught up in guilt. You know, we really get caught up in guilt, and it never serves us. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve the people around us. And it, you know, we explore a lot about what guilt really is and how it's insidious, and it also just doesn't, you know, it's not working. And then hello gratitude, you know, switching over to being grateful for so many little things, big things, anything in between, and finding how much our life shifts when we're grateful, even grateful for things that initially we would say, you want me to be grateful for that? You know, actually I end up with a lot of women who end up being grateful for their divorces, even if it wasn't something they initiated. They kind of came away with gifts. So another G there.
Yes.
And then ultimately the H is, you know, working on creating happy, healthy habits. How do we change? How do we shift? How do we make this, you know, stick? Because we can certainly, you know, explore changes and then just go right back to the way things were before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love when Dr. Phil says, and how's that working for you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had sessions with clients where I do healing work and coaching, and in the healing sessions, pretty much invariably people will have, you know, a life-changing experience in a session, and you'd think that that would be enough that in that incredible state of excitement and bliss and release that would carry forward. And if they don't do the things that are advised, just the simple little steps, even if it's something that's for 15 minutes a day or, you know, some shift, that it doesn't last, that they end up slipping back into the old habit. So that's so incredibly important. Happy, healthy habits.
Yep, and how to make them stick.
Good job. You have the emotional, psychological post-it note.
Right. I think of post-it notes whenever I say that. So, yeah, you go. We're on the same wavelength. Even though I'm on the East Coast, you're on the West Coast.
Well, I liked you from the moment that I met you, so that works for me.
Oh, well, thank you. It was just a mutual admiration society, I will say.
Well, like I had said in the introduction, you just have a glow about you. So we're right up to break time. I'd like you to tell people again how to contact you, because some people might be just tuning into the show right now. How can people find you?
Well, my website is www.getyourlaughback.com, all the words spelled just the normal way. And it's a great place to go and sign up for my weekly tips, my monthly newsletter, and then you'll also be on the list to know about every brand new shiny thing that comes up that we do.
Fabulous. So getyourlaughback.com. Thank you so much, Barbara, for being here, and I look forward to diving deeper into this subject when we return from this break.
Okay.
Bonan Selecta.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. And today we have Barbara Cummings, and she's sharing with us how to get our laugh back so we can live our life by design and not by default. You can find her at GetYourLaughBack.com. When you go there, she's got some great video tips, and then you just get some fun weekly tips to just brighten your day. So you can sign up for that at GetYourLaughBack.com. So, Barbara, I noticed that you have an Encore VIP day in an Encore six-month program. And what do you mean by Encore?
Well, Encore, you know, I got the idea, I related to the word Encore because I'm an aging hippie, you know. I'm a child of the 60s and the early 70s. And I don't know, I think we went to a lot of concerts. I mean, maybe other generations have gone to concerts too, but, you know, went to a lot of concerts, and I think we still do, and, you know, as baby boomers now, you know, it's one term for us. There was always the, you know, the concert would be supposedly over, and then there'd be everybody just clapping and cheering, and out the performer or performers would come, and they would do an encore. And the encore would be go all out. There were no holds barred. There was, you know, they pulled out all the stops, and they would just, you know, they would take a song that maybe, you know, on their CD or something was only 3 or 4 minutes long, and they turn it into some 20-minute, you know, extravaganza that would just whip everybody into a frenzy, and you just feel so good, and you could tell the performers felt so good. And so, you know, it occurred to me that what I'm helping women do is create an encore life. You know, it could be that the life before was great. It could have, I'm sure, you know, most of us have lives that have, you know, even if there was parts of it that weren't so great, there were certainly parts that were stellar, that stood out. And yet, if we now find ourselves going through some changes, if we now find ourselves starting out in a different direction than what we thought, this, though, could be the encore. This could be, you know, there's a lot of us women that when we're raising children or when we're creating our careers or developing our careers or whatever it was we did in our 20s and our 30s and into, you know, say our mid-40s, we didn't think that much of ourselves all the time. We would be thinking more of how is this going to, you know, help my children? How is this going to benefit my marriage? How is this? We tended to not put ourselves first. And that's not always a bad thing, but now we haven't put ourselves first, and now's our chance to really put ourselves first. And putting ourselves first, you know, it's the old, you know, on the airplane, put your oxygen mask on first so that you can help the people around you. You're not going to be able to help them if you're gasping for air. You know, there's a book I'm going to write. It's called, you know, Put Your Oxygen Mask On First or Everyone Else Around You Turns Blue. And, you know, I love doing encore work. If people can also, you know, buy into that vision I have, that this could be the best time of your life. You know, let the rest of your life be the best time of your life. And so that's where Encore comes from. Also, an Encore is, you know, it's supposed to be something that people do. I did find a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition was that an encore is a second achievement, especially that surpasses the first. Mm-hmm. So it's not to negate or say that the first doesn't count, but it's now the chance to just shine like never before. Encore also is all about, you know, people applauding you and saying, I want more from you. And that's, you know, that's really, that I think is really happening for people. They're not aware of it. I think women aren't always aware of it. I think the people around them love it when they step in to this new spotlight.
Absolutely.
They admire them.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I was very young, I worked in several different nursing homes, and I noticed from the first one that I was working in that there's some people that, as they were elderly, were really unpleasant and excessively unpleasant, and I still loved them, but they were excessively unpleasant, and some people were just oozing with love and light. And as I've watched people throughout my life, I've seen that many people, it's every choice, every moment throughout your life, but by the time you're middle age, it's kind of like you're saying, you get that crisis point where you've been shoving things under the rug and there's no more room to put it, and you can make a choice. Either you're going to become so armored and so stiff and hardened that every unpleasant characteristic that you have just becomes magnified as you get older, and you're just more and more grumpy and unhappy, and more aches and pains, and not enjoying life and not enjoying other people. Or you can start dealing with that and letting things go and having a whole level of happiness and fun and being your real self that you never got to experience before.
Right. You didn't allow yourself. You know, I think a lot of the work I do is around permission. You know, I sometimes help give permission when someone hasn't learned yet to give permission to themselves. And if I can do that, then that's a blessing and a gift for me. But it's a time, when we can now, there's a poem about now that I'm such and such an age, I can wear purple. You know, you start to realize, you know, what have I got to lose? And you also know that you've had so many years of experience and wisdom. You know, we start to finally understand and recognize that now we've got the wisdom. And so the old saying of, you know, youth is wasted on the young. I'd like to prove that false.
Good, because I don't like this.
You know, and the other thing is that my tagline is life by design, not by default. Too often we've lived a lot of the first part of our lives by default. And, you know, and then I say, as we get older, we start to say, you know, it's like the fault of my husband, the fault of my kids. But, you know, if we start to blame everybody else.
Fault from childhood.
Yeah. and we could get stuck with just blaming everybody else and then saying, yeah, so that's why, and that's why my life is not the way I want it to be. Or we could say, now's my chance to step up, take some self-responsibility, but to also just decide I'm going to design my life and not just leave it to chance. You know, not just leave it. I mean, someone said once, what if, you know, when the world was being created, it was like the energy was there and it was like, well, let's just see what happens. Rather than, you know, it seems as though there was some sort of, regardless of how you view, you know, the way the world was created, there was some plan. There was something there. There was some kind of, there was some thought, some organization, you know, a system.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard before, if you go in and go into a restaurant, you say, well, just, you know, bring me whatever, you're not likely to get what you really want.
Right.
It takes putting some intention, some conscious intention. It makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah. You know, if you say, I think I'm going to go from New York to Chicago, then you've got something you can put into place to get there. But if you say, well, I'm going to go somewhere, I'm just not sure where, you're not going to go anywhere. You know, you're not going to know where.
Well, a friend of mine is currently taking a road trip like that, and she's having a lot of fun. But she's following spirit guidance day by day. So.
She must have had one direction to start in. I mean, you know, either east, west, north, or south. There must have been, you know.
Well, since she's on the west coast and right on the ocean, and she was in a car, she had to go east.
Exactly. There we go. So see, and she was in a car, so that was part of it. You know, she's going to do it in a car.
That's true. So, yeah, she did have intentions. She did have planning. You're right. All right. So you can find Barbara at getyourlaughback.com. And at that site, she's got a free gift for you that is, what is it? It's like five videos?
No, it's a video with five clues to how to, you know, five of the first few things you can do to getting your laugh back.
Yeah, so you can get started right away on getting your laugh back by going to getyourlaughback.com, and there's a free gift for you to get you started. And you can see Barbara and her beautiful smile and just her cute little cheeks when she smiles. She's just a very beautiful, fun woman, and it's always a joy to talk with her. So we're going to go to a short break, and when we come back, you're going to get to hear a little more from Barbara, and then we'll also tell you what's going to be up on Opening to Ecstasy next week. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Selector. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today we have Barbara Cummings, and she's been sharing with us how to get our laugh back. And she's showed us what her laugh system is. It's an acronym, L-A-U-G-H, and just shared her encore work, that you can make the second half of your life the best part of your life, that the first part could be wonderful, or just whatever it is, but often it can be very wonderful, and no matter what's happened, that you can get out there and have it be even better, the best ever. And Barbara works with women to help this happen. Again, you can find her at getyourlaughback.com. And Barbara, how exactly, or not exactly, but generally speaking, how do you help women get their laugh back? How do you work with them?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. Sometimes when people hear "get your laugh back," they think I'm a comedian. That, you know, and I'm telling you, I blow the punchline on every joke I ever try to tell. So, I mean, you know, my kids know, they groan if I say, I've got a joke I want to tell. I either forget it, I blow it, I just, you know. So I'm not a comedian. And, you know, if someone is thinking if I'm coming to speak or something, that I'm going to get up there and do stand-up, well, unfortunately, they're going to be woefully disappointed. What I did notice about myself, though, early on, like a long time ago, was I was the one that laughed. You know, if there was somebody, like, I've gone even to hear comedians, and I've had them thank me because I'm the one that's laughing, you know.
I've laughed because me too. When I,
yeah, you know, I mean, if they're really not funny, I don't. But yeah. But I can see, you know, I love being able to see the humor in so many things. And what I find is that when we can't laugh, because laughter is really actually uncontrollable. You know, if we're afraid, we can do all kinds of things to make it, you know, look like we're not quite so afraid. Even when we're sad, we can often hold back our tears sometimes, you know, not always so well, but we can do, but laughter, you know, it bubbles up. It's that awful, you know, when you don't want to laugh, but you can't help it, and you're giggling, and you think, oh, I wonder if I'm being inappropriate, but, you know, you've got this giggle, this bubbling that comes up from within you. And so when we don't laugh, when we're not laughing, when we don't see the humor, it really, to me, it's very significant. So the things I do is I work with people. My two favorite ways are, I have two main programs. One is a VIP day, and that is a whole day spent either one-on-one or in groups of four with me. And we look at lightening up. We look at keeping a light heart. We look at feeling better about ourselves. I like to do it in a spa setting for the most part, so that we start to feel hopefully relaxed. We start to acknowledge that we're worth, you know, the old L'Oreal, I'm worth it. I'm worth having, you know, the massage or the facial or getting my hair done or getting my nails done or something like that. I love when I have a group of women that get together. We do something called, we'll have something called Cosmos and Compliments. Where, you know, if it's appropriate, we'll share a cocktail, and we compliment each other. This just really helps us feel so much better about ourselves that we start to see the humor in things again. And by the end of the VIP day, hopefully we have gotten back in touch with some of our inner magnificence, I like to say, and we can take that, you know, into our day, the rest of our day, the next several days. Sometimes the VIP day is at the beginning of doing a six-month program. I sometimes call this the GO program, or Golden Opportunity, and it's 6 months of working with me. 3 weeks out of every month we chat on the phone, and then there are things that we do, little exercises, little experiments, little ways to think differently about things. And I like to do it for 6 months because often people feel a lot better by the end of 3 months. But like we were talking about earlier, to make it stick, we need the next 3 months too. so that when we're at the end of the 6 months, we are feeling like we've just had a golden opportunity to make some important shifts. And we notice that we're starting to feel, you know, we're laughing. Think about it. Who wants to be around somebody who's grumpy all the time? Like you said, those people that you used to work with that were grouchy and grumpy. Who wants to be around someone like that? You don't do it usually. You don't seek those people out. But when someone is laughing, when someone seems to get the humor in a lot of things, when someone has taken a lighthearted approach to something, we're just naturally drawn to them.
Yes, and then the people who are grumpier that way because they're unhappy, and they get more unhappy because nobody wants to be around them, and people tend to be more grumpy around a grumpy person and happier around a happy person, so it becomes a spiral. But it's so wonderful that so people could come and work with you and get out of whatever spiral, and even if they're feeling grumpy, they can get into a happy place, and if they're happy already, they can get even happier.
Yep, smiles and laughter are contagious. We've all experienced it.
Yes. My best friend and I, we laugh together so much. Sometimes she picks up the phone and says hello, and I start laughing, and then she starts laughing and she laughs because I started laughing, and she doesn't know what was funny about the way she said hi, but I don't know. It's just, we laugh so much that it's just automatic, and it's such a release. I'd fall into the disease of taking myself too seriously sometimes. So.
Yeah. Well, there's a saying that laughter is a tranquilizer with no side effects.
Well, with really great side effects, actually.
Exactly. Without the negative side effects.
Yes,
that we
no
think
negative
of,
side
know.
Effects. Yes. Yes, it's incredible for your health. So, first of all, thank you. Thank you for joining us today, Barbara.
Oh,
it's been an absolute pleasure having you here. And is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I have a quote that I saw not too long ago, and I thought, this is it. This is what I must say, I didn't even look up the person. His name is Hugh Seide, and I don't know who he is. I'm going to look him up as soon as we're done with this. But I love what he said. He said, "Laughter on one's lips is a sign that the person down deep has a pretty good grasp of life."
Mm.
And that's really my wish for everyone I work with.
Wonderful. Yep. And we never know how much time we have here, and might as well enjoy it. And making sure that you're laughing is a good way to make sure that you're enjoying your life and not missing out on the joy that you could be having and the contribution that you could be giving just with
exactly.
who you're being.
Yep. Thanks again. Every day.
Yes. Thank you again for joining us, Barbara. It's been an absolute delight. You're just a dear. And thank you, everyone, for tuning into the show today. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, a friend of mine who's a life coach in L.A. will be joining me to talk about the power of your words. Are you aware of the power of your words? You may be unknowingly using words that stop the creation of your dreams. I know that I've done that a lot in my life, and my friend Sarah has been so great at pointing that out to me. I really appreciate her. And she's going to be coming on the show next week, and she'll be teaching you how to use the power of your words to create a life that has you jumping out of bed with enthusiasm and feeling giddy with excitement for what lies ahead. So thanks again for tuning in. Love and appreciation to all of you. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.